Our Daddy Who Art in Heaven, written and published by David Grant Gallagher, narrated by Elijah. In this book, I explore the deeply personal journey of fatherhood, drawing from my own experiences as both a father and a Christian. As I reflect on the role of an earthly father, I can't help but see the parallels with the loving care of God, our Heavenly Father. The book is built around questions children often ask their dads, like, "Daddy, are you there?" and "Daddy, do you care?" which I answer through a blend of personal reflection and spiritual insight. My journey into fatherhood began unexpectedly with the adoption of my daughters, Belle and Diana, after years of struggling with infertility. That experience reshaped my understanding of what it means to be a father, and through it, I began to connect more deeply with how God loves and cares for us, His children. Throughout the book, I reflect on my relationship with my own father and how it has shaped my growing understanding of God as the ultimate father figure. In each chapter, I dive into themes of love, security, guidance, and care, pulling from my own life and biblical teachings. I explore how we, as human fathers, can reflect God's love and patience, while also recognizing the pain that comes from absent or imperfect fatherhood. Most importantly, I share how God fills that gap, offering the perfect example of fatherly love. The tone is warm and reflective, and my hope is that this book will offer encouragement to fathers and to anyone seeking a deeper understanding of God as a father figure in their lives. This book is dedicated to my two daughters, Diana and Belle, whose presence in my life has given me the greatest gift of all, getting to be a daddy. My daddy in heaven, who in his foresight, wisdom, and calling, has entrusted me with the privilege of learning how and from whom an earthly dad can acquire and implement the attributes of heaven for his children right here on earth. Introduction. Although it happened more than 25 years ago, I still remember it as though it took place this morning. As my friend Rosie Hinton walked up to me, I noticed she held something in her hand. It was a tiny sock, a pink one. "David," she said, "I've been praying for you, and God showed me that someday you will have a baby girl." She pressed the sock into my hand. "I want you to have this baby sock as a reminder that what He has spoken to me and now to you will one day come to pass." The moment caught me completely flat-footed. I didn't know what to say or how to respond. I trusted Rosie as a spiritual woman and a friend, but I was a single young man in my late 20s at the time. What in the world could this mean? It made no sense to me. But I kept the sock. As the years passed and I moved from one house to another, I always took care to take that little pink sock with me. I packed it away as a reminder of what my friend believed God had showed her. When I finally got married at age 39, I thought the sock might at last find an owner. But for a decade, Rachel and I tried unsuccessfully to get pregnant, and I began to seriously wonder whether that sock would ever warm a daughter's tiny foot. In 2002, Rachel and I visited Eldoret, Kenya on a medical mission trip. We fell in love with the place and with the people, but especially with the orphaned and homeless boys and girls who, despite worlds of potential, had almost no hope of seeing any of their dreams come true. Almost 2 years later, we founded Open Arms International, an organization designed and dedicated to raising up a new generation of African leaders equipped to confront the difficult issues facing their people and bring about lasting change within their countries. The organization grew, and Rachel and I began spending most of our time in Kenya at the Open Arms Village that we helped to build. More years passed, good years, blessed years. But still, the little pink sock remained footless. And then at 4 p.m., August 17, 2009, something different happened, very different. On that day, I instantaneously and unexpectedly became a dad. It was my birthday as a dad. Philip, the district children's officer in Eldoret, called to ask Rachel a question. Could we take a one-month-old baby into our care? This baby had just been rescued from the rough-and-tumble streets of the city. Her 19-year-old mother, a street girl herself, had willingly given up her infant after Philip had convinced her that the streets were no place for a newborn. It took courage and selflessness for this young girl to give up her baby daughter. She herself had lived on the streets since age 11, along with her mother, father, brothers, and sisters. Philip's call deeply touched us. But what were we supposed to do? From the outset,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?